This is KBOK at the Heart of the Arts. I'm Jane Hilton. The AZ Pro Art Orchestra has a chilling program slated for Halloween night at the Tempe Center for the Arts. The orchestra will provide the accompaniment for the terrifying 1922 German expressionist film Nosferatu, a dark tale loosely based on Bram Stoker's Dracula. Hans Erdmann's original score has long been lost, so director Timothy Verville has risen to the occasion and created a new setting of music by Dvorak, Brahms, and Wagner. AZ Pro Arts composer-in-residence, Christopher Norby, has also contributed original music for several of the film's scenes. Christopher, thank you for joining me.
Oh, thanks for having me. Thanks very much.
Can you share a little bit on your musical background? How did you end up taking the path of a composer?
So I started playing instruments when I was really young, maybe like about 7 or 8 or something. But I really got into composing because of film scores, Danny Elfman and things like that. So I started composing when I was about 15 and I really enjoyed it.
Your recent projects are wide-ranging. Theater works, a chamber opera, string quartets, video games, iPad apps. Do you strive to be flexible, or is flexibility something necessitated by today's market?
It's a bit of both. I find that I get very bored quickly if I have to do one thing over and over. So even if I'm writing, the chamber opera, well, halfway through that, I can't wait to do something different. So then to go to a video game is a different thing. And then when I'm halfway through that, I'm kind of bored with that. And then the theater. So it's really, that part of it's important to me. Flexible gives me different challenges. I get to bring stuff, skills from the classical stuff I do into the games and theater and vice versa. And also it's got to do with the market. You can't survive anymore just being an orchestral composer.
Is your approach to creating music for an app or a video game different than your approach to traditional concert music?
You need to compose in a slightly different way. So sometimes if you're using loops, that should sound seamless. So maybe you write a 2-minute piece of music, and the very end of that 2 minutes has got to be sometimes exactly the same as the start, so that you don't notice the loop. That kind of thing is a different creative challenge. And then it's also like with gameplay and stuff, well, at any moment in the game, something can change. So you have to write music that, through the programming, they can fade it in and fade it out, and it all needs to, be seamless.
Yeah, it sounds like you've got this giant puzzle that could be revolving at any time, connecting.
That's right.
That's so interesting. This Halloween, Valley audiences will have the opportunity to hear some of your work as AZ Pro Art debuts a new musical setting for the 1922 classic horror film Nosferatu.
Timothy Verville, he's the conductor. He chose most of the music for it. But there's one scene where they needed music, so I wrote the original music for that.
So what are you taking in account when you're writing for a film scene like that maybe us as just the average audience might not be aware of?
What you're really looking for in that situation is how does it work in the flow of the narrative? So I watch the whole movie and I see how the music's working up that point, and then there's silence, and then where it goes afterwards. So it's trying to, even though it's a different style of music kind of than the rest of the pieces, it's trying to get a nice line where it doesn't jump out like, oh, what just happened here for 4 minutes? So it's trying to keep it coherent, but the scene I worked on was just kind of a crazy scene. You can't really get too deep on it all, so really I just try to write some crazy music. And they're doing science experiments and stuff, so I really just had fun with it music-wise.
On Halloween night at 7:30 p.m. at the Tempe Center for the Arts, AZ Pro Art presents Nosferatu, a symphony of horror, with a new musical setting featuring the works of Brahms, Dvorak, Wagner, and a world premiere by composer Christopher Norby. You can find complete details at kbok.org.